Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Let's talk to the legendary Vince Dooley. Coach, first and foremost, how are you feeling? We heard you had a fall. How are you doing?
Well, I don't come back quite as fast as I used to. Let's put it that way. So, I was doing a little exercise, and part of my balancing exercise was a back pedal. I was a pretty good back pedaler when I was playing, but I think I have retired from that position from now on, because when you back pedal, you don't need to have a rug sticking up behind you where you trip over it, which is what I did. And then it hurt like a dickens. But then I said, you know, it's getting better, so I think I'll finish the exercise. That wasn't too smart either. But anyway, I've had an operation. Some call it a procedure. If you want to be operated on, it's an operation. And it hurts. It's going to take a while.
Well, we hope you feel better. Tell Barbara next time she wants you out of the house, she doesn't have to do that to you, right? I mean, but no, so did you get to watch the game? Did you get to watch the Kentucky game in a hospital bed?
Yeah. One of the great things about this is that when they said you should go ahead and operate, because if it'll heal itself in 6 months, but you've risked the danger of breaking it, and if that happens, then you're really in bad trouble. So I had the operation Friday. So Saturday, I had a hospital room to myself, by myself, and I turned on the television at 11 o'clock. I didn't feel anything in the hip because it hadn't worn off yet. But from there all the way up to when the bottle throwing took place in Knoxville, I watched football and, of course, mainly Georgia football.
Right on. It is Coach Vince Dooley, guys, here on Dukes and Bell. Well, Coach, we are glad that you're doing well, that you're recovering, and you feel good. That when Mike and I saw that, we were like, we wanted to know how you were doing. So that is great news. Let's talk about what you saw as you were watching this game. I mean, Kentucky, Coach, they are a tough team. You talked about it. They tried to do some different things, but Georgia's defense was just too stout.
Well, they've always been tough. It goes all the way back when we first came. They're a bruising team, and Kirby has found the same thing, and Mark Rick. When you come back from playing Kentucky, you bruised up a little bit, and that is true. But they've got a better football team overall. The quarterback is pretty daggone good. He can throw the ball pretty good. They got a running back. Their line of scrimmage is really good. So they're a good team, and we beat a good team. And, in fact, we're such a good team, it scares me a little bit. It really does as I look to the future. I mean, I got to restrain myself from being too excited, but you can't help but be excited about this football team. Not only is it talented, I mean, it is very talented, but it has the intangible qualities of wanting to be a champion. So those things add up to a lot of optimism on my part and the part of a lot of Georgia people.
Well, they just, as you said it, they're getting better, and the challenges are changing each week. You know, from a physical Arkansas team to go on the road, winning a place like Auburn. And I was sitting behind the players' bench. I said to Carl that you could hear the pads popping, Coach. Real physical play. And then Stetson Bennett with one of the prettiest passes you're ever going to see to Brock Bowers. I mean, that was an NFL-quality throw.
Well, he's amazed me, and he's amazed everybody else. But you can't deny that the guy's got some intangible qualities as well, good leadership. He moves about, very mobile, and he throws the ball well. We need to get him out of the pocket, you know, a little more than normal. But nevertheless, He has just done great. And looks like JT is to Daniel is getting better each week. But Kirby has got to make a decision about the quarterback. And he doesn't have to make it right now. He's got another week to make it. But right now, it looks like that Bennett is a quarterback and JT is standing by with Carson Beck and even Vandegrift. We got some good quarterbacks.
Coach, is that what you would do? I mean, in your coaching tenure, would you just simply play the best guy? Or do you as a coach feel obligated at any point to play a guy that maybe you've committed to and said, hey, you're our quarterback, and then something like this happens, do you just stay the course?
Well, you can't ever overcommit to anything. You know, you've got to have enough flexibility to make decisions at the right time and not make them too early, I think. And Kirby has done a great job of that. He'll wait sometime right on up to game time. You don't know who's going to be the quarterback. But because he doesn't have to make those decisions early. But certainly if you watch practice, you can tell who's getting the reps. And in most cases in the last couple of weeks, Bennett has been getting most of the reps. So he's in better shape than Daniels to start. But JT has been out for, gosh, almost a month, I guess. Again, that's a decision that he doesn't have to even think about it until next week.
It is Coach Dooley with us, guys, brought to you by Kroger. With Kroger delivery and free pickup, it's easy to get ready for tailgating. Kroger, fresh for everyone. On the flip side, Coach, folks have even started to talk about Jordan Davis for Heisman. I know it's almost impossible for a defensive player to get even consideration these days, but how impressed are you? He was taking 2-3 guys on at a time and opening things up for everybody else on Saturday.
Well, that's another amazing thing. I mean, I think everybody thought he was going to be a good player, but he surpassed what is just a good player. He's a great player at this point in time. And other people around him are playing extremely well in that line. And then the speed of the linebackers. It's got more speed. And I think at this point, I said it maybe last week, that I think this is the best Georgia defense that I've seen, and I've seen a lot of good ones over the time. But they're not only talented, but again, they're playing with these intangibles that make for a champion. So, it's so good, it's a little bit scary.
It is. Coach, it is. I mean, we don't want to go overboard. We're trying not to as well. But listen, if you're a football fan and Coach, you've been doing this all your life, you know a good team when you see one. And this is a damn good team we got. So I'm with you. I'm trying not to get ahead of myself. Let's talk about what's next, though, and that's the Florida Gators. We know Coach Mullen and the Gators would do and want nothing more than to put a damper on this season that we're having. Coach, they haven't been as good as we thought, but that doesn't mean they won't play the dogs hard, right?
They do. They will. They definitely will. And strange things have happened down in Jacksonville. If you just look at the LSU game, you're scratching your head saying, you know, where's this Gator team that I know is pretty daggone good and can play well? But they didn't play well against LSU, though LSU had a lot to do with that. But at the same time, they've got some athletes. They've always had athletes in Florida. And when you go down and play in that ball game, and I've been on both sides of the fence in that respect, anything can happen. So, yeah, Kirby is still taking advantage of the off week to make his team better and to get ready for Florida when the time comes.
Coach had a 6-game winning streak in that rivalry down there in Jacksonville.
I'll take it.
That's one of his many winning streaks he had against the Florida Gators.
6 years in a row?
Yeah. Goes from 1978 to 1983.
Ownership. Yeah. Ownership.
Yeah, I mean, you had Buck and you had Herschel. He had some pretty good guys on those teams.
Well, he did. He sure did. And I tell you, our team liked to play Florida. They liked to go to Jacksonville. You know, I'd come into the meeting on Monday when we got ready for the ball game, and the players seemed to sit a little bit taller. Their head was up and their eyes were open. You could just tell the excitement. They felt good about going down and playing the Gators in Jacksonville. And I think that's extremely important, is that you want to be in that ball game. It's a big, big ball game, and it certainly is a big, big ball game again for Georgia.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.